Justin Flipak with you, joined now by Coach Connor Bouchard, talking Holton Wildcat boys basketball. Great start to the season, 2-0 with a 54-50 win over Burlington, and then a 49-18 victory over ACCHS. And certainly the first game, Coach, after not having a whole lot of practices and a close game from start to finish, you had to be ecstatic just the way your kids played. It seemed like a pretty high caliber of basketball against Burlington last Friday to start the year.
Yeah, that was a good game. Two good teams. I think that Burlington's going to win a lot of games this year. I was a little bit surprised, I guess I should say, with the way we shot the ball. I wouldn't say it was particularly super clean of a game in terms of execution, but just in terms of guys making shots and making plays, it was a very clean game. And a good game to start the year off when you play a really good opponent that's got, you know, comes back with 16 wins a year ago and has a bunch of returning starters and a bunch of good scorers and good players. So, yeah, we're really pleased. You know, it's always good to protect your home court, and really pleased with how how we came out and played that night, and then responded and played well on the road last night against an Effingham team who's missing some guys right now early in the season, and haven't quite put it all together yet, but they'll get better as the year goes on as well. So really pleased with, through the first two games.
I think your defense pitched a shutout the final 6 minutes against Burlington, and then obviously holding Effingham to just 18 points last night. Offensively, I think you would probably agree you shot it a little bit better against Burlington, but Tyson Snyder with two 20-plus games had to be a pleasant surprise, and it's certainly a great start to the season offensively for him.
It's great. It's great to see kids work really hard, and then the results show up. Doesn't always work that way or come that easily. I mean, it's not going to come this easily to Tyson all year. He understands that. We're not necessarily looking for Tyson to score 20 points a game, but you know what? He's playing aggressive. He's scoring through his defense. He's getting downhill, and you know, he'll be the first to say this. He benefits a lot from Matt Lear's being out there with him, because they play really well together. They kind of, it's kind of a good solid 1-2 punch in terms of being able to find each other. And Matthew does such a great job of finding gaps and getting into the paint and kicking to shooters. And Tyson's been a benefactor of that so far.
So we talked the offense, talked the defense pretty good. I think he had fewer than 10 turnovers each of these first two games. So all in all, pretty good. But as you jump into Big 7 League play for the next few games here in December, starting this Friday against Sabatha, what are maybe a couple things you're hoping to spend some time on here in the next couple days of practice to improve on going into Big 7 play?
Well, first of all, let's just Sabatha is the real deal. I mean, they beat a good Marysville team by 10 on the road to start the year. And then they beat a Wamego team who we know pretty well from last year, Substate, who's got a lot of returners as well, and knocked them off last night. So the intensity is going to be even higher, you know, on Friday night. And they're, you know, Coach Berger's one of the best coaches in the state, and he's been doing it for a long time. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be disciplined, and they've gotten a lot better. It's a credit to their program, their coaches and players. But we're going to have to. What we need to do is understand that a lot of wins and losses for us might come on the backboards. We're gonna have to be physical. We're gonna have to learn how to be physical, learn how to rebound with five, learn how to rebound from the guard positions. And it's not always a comfortable thing for guys to do, but I think rebounding is gonna be our key. We're gonna hang our head on the defensive end of the floor, but our first shot defense is always pretty good. Our second shot defense isn't never nearly as good. For obvious reasons, and so we're going to have to really rebound in order to finish possessions and get out and run the way we want to.
Well, great start to the season. Hopefully we can keep it rolling. We'll see you Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
Yeah, Justin, thank you. Appreciate it.
Connor Bouchard, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, and by Boomer Steakhouse.